Let's go to the legal.
Time for the legal.
Yeah, I don't have my legal.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, here's the way I look at it. And you tell me if you agree or disagree. Right. I'm going to do a little cross-sport analogy. So, let's say Steph Curry is Patrick Mahomes. All right?
Like it.
Okay, so...
He deserved it.
So, the team's so-so, and Curry and Mahomes have to carry more of the load than they should, let's say. Well, to me, Curry and Mahomes are going to do the best job carrying their team when they have to because they are absolutely phenomenal players. And their talent level is so great that if they have to do more, you can still get by and maybe even win and maybe even flourish. Now I look at a guy like Durant. I'd compare Durant to like Joe Burrow or maybe Josh Allen. I get it. He's won two. They haven't. But like he's really good. And if Curry were to get hurt, you know what? Durant, I think, could carry you for a while. He's not going to win every game, but he gives you a good chance. To me, Brock Purdy is Andre Iguodala. That's who he is. He's a damn good player. But if you're missing Curry and now Iguodala, you're asking to lean on more, he'll be okay, but he's not going to give you what Steph gave you or what Durant gave you. And I view a guy like Purdy in the 49er system more like an Iguodala than a Steph Curry. I view, you know, the three or four big boys like a Steph Curry.
Like, look,
Curry will get you to the playoffs. He's that good. Mahomes probably will do that. I can't say that about Iguodala or Brock Purdy. That's the way I look at Brock Purdy.
And I would just say this to you on that because I appreciate it. Man, Steiny, then, I feel like you're telling me or you're selling Brock short on the day's going to come where he outlasts and this is his offense. And Kittle could be gone. Like that's what that contract means to me, that Brock is a fixture. And I'm not
telling
you.
Doesn't mean he's a one. It just means he's a fixture.
But listen, he's your one. He's your one.
That's why you paid him.
Okay, gotcha.
And that's one thing that we heard. And you know what? Like, I wasn't crazy about it, but like, I can't forget about it. Are you really going to pay Purdy 45? Yeah. He's our guy. But he's our franchise. You made that decision, just like every team makes their decision on a quarterback. And Purdy might be better than Tua. He probably is, but he's not as good as some other guys.
But will you give me this, that they are in the process, and I know it's about Thursday, so we got to get to the Thursday game, and we will, but there's going to come a juncture that they build this offense around Brock once McCaffrey's of the world are gone. It's Ricky Pearsall for the future. It's Brock Purdy. Like, he's going...
They might be building around Purdy, but if he's going to look exactly the same 3 years from now...
See, you don't know... But
if he's got talent, got talent around him, is what I'm saying.
But I think he's got more levels to his game.
But in 3 years, let's say the 49ers have the Eagles' weapons... They got a Barkley. They got two great receivers.
And Brock can get you to the promised land.
That's right. Look exactly the same as it looked when they went as a 49er team. They'll rely on him the way they relied on him then. They won't ask him to do more than he can do. Brock Purdy is a great distributor.
But I feel like telling me, Steiny, don't have expectations on him.
I would never say that.
But it kind of feels like it.
Well...
Because you're calling him
Don't
Iggy.
Have
I think
expectations
he's better than Iggy.
That Brock Purdy can win you games consistently by himself when nobody can do that in the NFL. I don't think right now the weapons he has around him are doing him any favors. And I'm not sure, how many quarterbacks would have won that game on Sunday for the Niners?
I mean, he almost did it. So I'm an average quarterback on a good day. And I'm going to go here because you brought this here. I did it. I hated on Jalen Hurts so much, Steiny. He proved me wrong. Lamar has not proved me wrong, and you've had everything around you. Dak Prescott had offensive, you had a dime, you had everything, but you couldn't win. You played your worst football in the offs, and you had everything around you. So I'm judging Brock Purdy on, and I'm not taking points away from everything he's done. When it was rosy, he got you there and almost got it done. So that's what got him the contract.
Right.
So
they had a juggernaut around him. We talked about this. We talked about how when they were paying Purdy peanuts,
right,
that they actually had an extra weapon that nobody had. They had McCaffrey, great. They had Kittle, great. They had Ayuk, borderline star, and they had Debo. Once Purdy got paid, there was no way they were going to be able to keep all those weapons around him. And so in my mind, naturally, I would think that it's going to be an adjustment for Brock Purdy.
And everybody else, because really, the guys you named,
that's what we're
seeing. Only dude here is that's gone that hadn't been a plus was Debo. He kind of phased himself out because he wasn't productive anymore.
2 years ago.
But he wasn't collateral damage. It was like we're getting nothing from him.
2 years ago.
Oh, okay, got you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. 2 years ago was when Brock was at his greatest. McCaffrey, unbelievable season. Kittle. Debo, Swiss Army knife. Ayuk, doing great. They don't have anybody that good anymore. McCaffrey's not quite McCaffrey. Debo's gone. Kittle's gone. Ayuk's gone. I don't think you can expect him to put the numbers up. I don't think you can expect him to look as comfortable and as confident, especially because I think the line's worse, too.
Okay, so I'm asking you this. Let's take it to the coach now, the offensive coordinator. Are you telling me now,
about him.
Expect these plays not to work as much now that he doesn't have the ponies or horses
around
him?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying when Curry's hurt and Podziemski starts at point, you get worse. And you know what? Who do they even have? Jimmy Butler can't turn Pods into Curry. He can make do. He can try to bring out the best in Pods, but he's not Curry. Like, Tonjes looks good to me, but there's no way he can be as good as George Kittle.
I'll put this in.
Why don't we just say simply, how come they can't run? Right, they don't have Kittle.
Okay,
it's that simple. When they get Kittle back, they'll be able to run. That'll be a part of their offense, and then maybe it'll open up the passing game.
But if we put this back in the bottle and talk about, we can forget what you think, and I've heard you, and what I think of Brock and what I expect in the future. The bottom line is you are about to embark on your fifth game of the season. You're 3-1, and you're injured. It's a mass unit. Forget what people you think of Brock Purdy. You better treat him like Joe Montana. And the reason I say that is run DMC, Stoney. It's tricky. If you run him out there and he truly is not 100%, and then you lose him for 6 or 7 games, I believe you're finished.
Well, of course you are.
So that's what we really need to be talking about is, can I get a report? I'm asking the Bay, and maybe I missed it, on Mac Jones, because if I can stave off Brock from going to re-aggravate this injury or make it worse for down the road, then, Steiny, you didn't treat Brock Purdy like he's your prized possession. Because you can't have another repeat, and maybe you will if he plays another bad game. But I'm telling you from the sofa Sunday, I'm just flabbergasted on how I can't decipher how much of Purdy's bad game was predicated on that toe. So now what can I do? Try to let that toe get as healthy as possible, and then my new reality is, hey, we didn't run out of time. We need you.
I think the toe is less of an issue than people who believe Brock Purdy should be the reason you're able to overcome all these injuries. I just think
that ain't it.
It's like I think about him when he was at Iowa State. They didn't have the greatest record.
He threw it over there?
Right. How come? Now, why did you think that happened? Because Iowa State was, for the most part, playing better teams. They were playing better teams. So Purdy had to be the reason, one of the reasons, and I'm not saying I know their personnel, but if Purdy's their best player on offense, then he's got to try to make stuff happen, almost win games by himself. But they're not as good as the other teams they were playing. And when you ask a guy to do that, he's probably going to make more mistakes.
Yeah.
Let's go to Paul and Tracy. Hey, Paul, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, Steiny, I want to disagree with you when you say that we have seen the best of Purdy or Mac Jones. Players always improve throughout their career. Look at Daniel Jones. Look at Sam Darnold. Even Tom Brady became the GOAT from a game manager. My second take is, Guru, I 100% agree with you that it's a team sport, but not every player has the same impact on winning or losing.
No doubt.
For example, if a quarterback throws an interception, two or three, you're probably going to lose the game. But if a linebacker misses like five tackles, you're probably going to be fine. So not everyone has the same impact on winning or losing. So that's my two takes, guys.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, do I know that we've seen our best with Brock Purdy? No.
All right. And that.
But
I understand if you think.
Let me see a better year than 2 years ago. All right. Let me see a better year than 2 years ago. Well, and you know what people are going to say? Well, Steiny, it's probably going to be tough for him to do that with this team. That's my point. That's the only point I'm making.
I'm stating the obvious, Steiny. Like, if somehow, again, here we go. If somehow, with the state of the health and who's available, who's not, if they were just to be in their bag, I'm talking about coaching, special teams, Purdy, the run D, if somehow they could come from L.A. with a dub, I mean, now you are really truly cooking and put yourself in position to be like, okay, maybe we've afforded ourselves some time to get healthy, and maybe that'll even come with some losses down the road. But if you could lay an L on L.A. this Thursday when you're the only game playing, I mean, Steiny, it's a hell of a win. And I know Spadoni and Bonte got into it this morning about, and I'm with Spadoni in this sense. If you can somehow come away from the Ram game, and it's a regular season game, with a dub, this will go down. Regular season is one of the greatest wins of the Shanahan era, because right now, we don't even know who's quarterbacking, who's able to quarterback. You didn't touch the quarterback just this last week in Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence at home, and now you got Stafford and that Ram offense and defense to deal with.
What if you don't win? Did you expect them to win?
No, I didn't.
All right.
I got you. You're 3-2. You got 10 days off. But then I'll say, Steiny, is 10 days even enough to get this team healthy?
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's go out to Gene in Oakland. What's up, Gene? How you doing, my man?
Hey, guys.
What's up, baby?
So first, I want to get one thing cleared up first. Steiny, Robin Clark is my virtual girlfriend, all right? You can have Ellen Parkin, but Robin's mine, all right?
Look at him.
Fair enough.
All right, hey, I want to talk about Purdy a little bit. So, you know, I like to analyze things and try and break down what I saw, you know,
right,
which is so terrible on Sunday. I see things that, you know, can and I expect will be cleaned up. And then at the same time, I'm seeing some of his shortcomings highlighted. The things that can be cleaned up, you know, the inaccurate passing. I mean, the one of his strengths has been accurate passing, particularly shorter mid to, you know, short to mid passes, even on the run. So I don't know what's going on there. I don't know whether it was the rust or the toe or combination, but I actually do expect him to do better. The decision-making, that's been an ongoing problem, but I'm hoping he keeps working on that. You know, under pressure, he still tends to force things when he shouldn't. The things he can't clean up, you know, he's not going to grow another 6 inches. So if they force him in the pocket like that, you know, if teams consistently do that, he's going to have a problem throwing over those big linemen that are jumping up trying to stop him. bottom line, this isn't the worst game he's played. I would say that was the Baltimore game 2 years ago where he threw, I believe, three interceptions and almost a fourth. That was by far the worst game he's ever played. After that, he took us to the Super Bowl. So granted, he had a lot of talent, a lot more talent around him than he has now. But if we get a healthy George Kittle, Juwan Jennings, and Pearsall, you know, and a little better O-line play, I think we'll see a lot better play from Brock.
Appreciate it, Gene, as always. You're the man.
Stay away from his girls, Donnie.
We needed a hook and ladder for a first down. We're in a bad spot right now, 4-1-0.
Yeah, I saw it.
It was a good play.
Hey, McCaffrey looked like he had some speed on that, though, when he got
it. Yes, it had, right, because he was running.
For a second, I was like, what?
Yeah, because he was running straight ahead, didn't get blocked, dude, and caught a ball at full speed.
I was thinking like, man, I didn't put the clock on him, but to the neck and eye, I was like, okay.
All right, here's why you're different.
Okay.
Steiny. You think McCaffrey's still McCaffrey? You think McCaffrey's like he was 2 years ago? No, something's not right. But you think he's McCaffrey from 2 years ago.
No, and even Evan brought it up, I said, there's something there. I can't put my finger on it.
So
the premise is it's real.
They used to be able to run the hell out of it.
No doubt.
They haven't been able to run the hell out of it. That has a ripple effect on Purdy.
But it's like elevator doors closing. Stani, you know when those things are closing and people are getting hands on you, it's different than running when the elevator doors are wide open.
Okay, so you think he's the same? Like, just like, I don't.
I
feel like you don't recognize slippage. I mean, it's to me...
Well, I'm in my 50s. You know, I do recognize slippage.
I mean, we can say it all the time. You know, McCaffrey at 80 is better than...
I'll tell you this.
He's better than Garendo. Yeah, okay. But he's not as good as McCaffrey
at
100.
What if I said 95% of their... The reason they can't run the ball is the O-line. Would you have a problem with that?
I think that's too high. Yeah. I think that's too high. McCaffrey used to make that run on the left side, and he always got 8 yards. He didn't get 8 yards
anymore.
Well,
guess who was blocking over there, knocking dudes on their ass?
Okay,
who now is getting pushed backwards?
He's the exact same player. He's the exact same player.
I'm not saying that.
He's not. Just like
that's the whole reason
guru,
why they're not running, Stein.
Guru, but if every player is not playing to their expectations, you're not going to be good.
All right.
If Tonjes plays great, is he as good as George Kittle?
No.
Okay, so
fine,
one position, boom, you're not as good. Trent Williams, not as good.
Well,
Brock Purdy, no quarterback could make up for that and take this team to a 14-3 season.
All right, now that's a whole different story, and I'm not saying that.
Like, all we're asking him to do really is get us to 10-7.
But last thing about the contract, because it sounds like, Steiny, 2 years ago, those were the good times. Shout out J.J. Evans, right? They're not paying Brock Purdy to be a bus driver. That's what I'm preaching. They got full confidence that this dude, if need be, can get in the shootout, throw it around the yard.
That's your opinion,
if need be. Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, if that's the way they paid him, then they may have made a big, big mistake. I mean, does Miami think Tua can carry them?
I believe they thought they could when
they
paid him.
That was a big mistake, there were a lot of people at the time that said, that's a mistake.
Do you think the Ravens thought that Lamar could get him, not carry him, to a Super Bowl by now?
I don't think a quarterback can carry you to a Super Bowl. You got to have defense. You got to have special teams.
And the Ravens have had all of that, and Lamar has wet the bed on the biggest stage.
Okay.
One win, we go to the Super Bowl.
What's your point about Lamar?
That many teams, like Dak, have paid guys thinking Steiny could take us to the
promised
land.
Okay, when you're talking about the highest paid quarterbacks, I think there are far worse contracts that quarterbacks have gotten than Lamar Jackson. Two is a joke.
But you're special at
Trevor Lawrence is a joke. Like, let me look at the list.
But he's still a puppy,
Brock
Steiny.
Purdy
still
is, look, they're all the same after the time.
I'm not calling Brock's bad. I'm telling you, you're telling me if the organization expected more from Brock or he's got to do it in a different iteration of his weaponry, which it looks like those days are coming, and I like what I see between him and Pearsall when we do see it, I think they paid like it's Brock-centric. Not all of it, but to put chains on Brock and say he got this money to be a bus driver.
When has Kyle Shanahan ever put his quarterback – in the spotlight, and it's the quarterback making or breaking, like our offense.
Okay, I got. What if I
a
said
quarterback
this,
to
the day
Kyle
you gave
Shanahan?
Brock that contract.
Well, he gave it to Garoppolo yeah. too. Yeah. And guess what? It didn't work. Yeah. And it's possible this might not work.
But I believe he was let down too because Kyle and the organization, because Jimmy's people just focus on the he took you there and there was bad Jimmy at the end. But Steiny, he couldn't stay healthy.
Neither
and
can Brock. Maybe.
But like, see, maybe that's not a known fact right now because
I'm just
this
saying.
Season as we go, he's hurt
right
now.
But that's the other thing. Like, here's what else what is happening to Brock? This is unbelievable. You do realize that there were a lot of people saying, be careful about paying a quarterback like Purdy, who's 6 feet tall, not particularly big and strong, who has to scamper and scramble. Like, do you believe that Brock Purdy is probably more injury prone than Josh Allen?
Yes.
Well,
no
then we've
doubt.
Got to acknowledge that he may get hurt. And, like, that's fair to me, too, that maybe you paid a guy who's going to have trouble staying healthy.
But isn't it football weird? In your football weird that you go get Mac Jones and Steiny 2 days before game day, you don't even know which one can go. Like, that's a whole – it's like, bad luck.
Fine.
It's football.
You know what? I
got to
do this.
Luck.
It's not bad luck. It's the Niners' luck. It's the Niners'
luck. Yeah, which is buzzard luck right now.
Well, then just say, we have buzzard luck with injuries. It is unrealistic for us to think that we're going to go down to L.A. with a possible backup quarterback, with no weapons, with an offensive line that's suspect, but we're going to win. And if we don't win, it means Purdy didn't do enough. I'm not there.
And I'm
like,
not
that's
telling
not the
you
way
that
I
would
that's
be
not
my,
the way I think about it.
Yeah, I'm not saying that would be my commentary after that. This is crazy.
It's not crazy. Like, it's. I'm going to get the injured list out for every foot. What about the Giants lost their wide receiver.
Yeah.
Cincinnati in a worse spot or better spot than the Niners? They're in a worse spot because they don't have a quarterback for 3 months.
Yeah, gotcha. So, saw that last night.
Like, I got to tell you, I'm miss me with these. The crybaby injury.
Nobody's crying.
Yes, you are. You all are crying.
You know. You guys is a bit
think,
excessive.
No,
for
this
them.
Is this is what's great. Come on. You like to complain about injuries.
Yeah.
You love it because it gives you an excuse. But then when you can't overcome the injuries, you think you should have won a game.
But what's the excuse
you
for?
You talk about the level that Kittle plays at and Ayuk plays at and McCaffrey plays at. You talk about all the levels that those guys play at, and then you expect the 49ers not to have a drop-off when their highest level players don't play. I don't understand. Like, it's like when the Warriors are going out there without Curry and Jimmy Butler, they're not going to be as good. And that's where I think we are with the injuries, with the 49ers. Get over it. Don't play as hard. Stop practicing this hard. Get less physical. Run out of bounds. I don't know.
But you're the guy that came up with the theory of something's going on the way Kyle utilizes or his run game, Steiny, as to why guys are getting hurt. So you've been on there.
Been
on that train about something's odd here. It's got to be a correlation with this zone run, whatever they're doing.
I'm not.
You said that
right,
before,
I'm done wasting time trying to figure out something that's impossible to figure out. I tell you what I am comfortable doing, though, now, is saying the 49ers are injured now, and I think it's going to be a long season again with injuries.
I believe you.
Okay, well, then lose your expectations because you ain't winning if this team is hurt. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
For me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
There it is. If you want to know why baseball is a joke,
what?
Right there it is.
We got playoffs going, baby.
Right before we come back on the air, Guru to Evan. So, Evan, are these best of three, best of five, best of seven? That's the point. We don't even know.
Evan,
we don't even know if it's a best of three, best of five, or best of seven.
But you're lobbying for
pathetic.
That to come back in the
pathetic.
NBA.
That's right.
But say Major League Baseball got it right.
I don't know what the series is.
Oh, the best of three.
And you didn't either.
That's why I
asked. So you are really locked in.
Oh, no. I didn't. Hey, no, they change it so much.
Exactly.
I had to double check.
Exactly. And why do they change it? Because it's broke.
No.
The whole sport is broken.
You don't want to come for me
today.
And
what's broken more than any other thing is the San Francisco Giants.
Please.
All right.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of calls here. Let's get into them.
Yeah, but before we do.
Oh, here we go.
All right. Hey.
Hey, what?
If Bruce Bochy is the Giants manager, we need to do something special for me, bigger than maybe a dinner amongst the show. For Goo to go out on a limb when I did.
I'm not buying you anything.
And Bochy gets.
I did you a big favor yesterday and you didn't say thank you. Yeah.
I just.
Yeah, it was still a favor. It was still a favor.
Tell the people what it was. You got to say it to the mic.
I didn't know I could say it.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Listen to this favor, Steiny. Evan.
Steiny. Do a little favor for me?
Hold on. Okay, stop.
What do you need, buddy?
Real quick. I'm driving to SAC, so if I take 15 extra minutes to do this, Evan, I got another hour and 45-minute commute. Okay, keep that in mind. Go ahead.
He says, Steiny, you got any cash on you? He knows I hate not having cash on me. So I said, yeah, I got a little. He goes, hey, chance you can give me 100? I'll Apple Pay you 100. I'm like, sure. Give him the 100. Then I remember, I don't have Apple Pay.
Well, you do, because it let me send it to you.
I signed up.
All right. But was that it was a favor. But don't act like I needed 100 and you gave it to me.
What'd you do with the money? I get it right. I'm not that good of a friend.
You don't even want to know. But seriously, something that Bochy's name manager for getting that one right.
You know, by the way, Steiny, it would be perfect. They would be a perfect match. You know why?
Why?
You know what the Rangers went this year?
Oh, my. Now, that's a 9.
I mean, does Bochy even have a 500 record?
They were 81-81.
Yeah, overall, or am I getting it mixed up with Melvin?
But he won a ring there in Texas. So what if he were to get Devers and Adames, and you can build a bullpen with
75 wins on the horizon.
But if that happens, man, I'm patting myself on the back. It's romanticism at its finest. Sports.
Speaking of sports,
to come back. Yeah.
Speaking of sports, Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And speaking of getting started, we're going to start with SF Drummer Boy, or man. SF Drummer, I'm sorry, I'll do it again, SF Bay Drummer in Houston. Now, that's strange.
Man. H-Town.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's good, Guru? What's good, Steiny?
Hey,
you
man,
got it.
See, Brock Purdy is the guy, man. Like, we made a mistake giving them that money. I never wanted them to extend them anyway. I know we had to give him money just because of the positive things that he's done in the past, but, you know, shout out Janet Jackson, what have you done for me lately?
Nice.
And coming from last year to now, he's like, when we are under 2 minutes in the fourth quarter and the ball is in his hands and we have a chance to win the game, Brock Purdy's been wetting the bed. We've been changing Ninja Turtle sheets to Pokemon sheets Sunday after Sunday because he's just messing it up. Like, and I don't know if you've noticed this in the game. He's so short. He's doing these jump throws now.
Yeah.
What are you doing, dude?
We both didn't like the jump throw. But real quick, not to interrupt, I am. He beat Seattle, man. He drove him down and got that score.
Well, then there's nothing to see here.
No, it ain't. Just be fair.
That's good. That's good, Guru, but.
No, you feel how you feel. I get it, man.
Teams are not scared of him in the fourth quarter. They know it's the buckle down. Oh, Brock Purdy has the ball. Oh, we're definitely about to key in. We're going to plug up the middle because he can't see. Oh, let's put our biggest defenders on the D-line. So we're going to swat the ball. We're going to get an interception or a fumble. It's curtains. And it's really Kyle and John's fault, too. I really think they have about 2.5 more years left, both of them. Because Kyle has an affinity for these Safeway Select QBs, and he can't get a guy. He keeps giving us a Safeway Select lemon lime soda when we all want to try. Let's go.
Wow.
Thanks, SF Bay Drummer.
Safeway ain't even safe, Stoddy. Oh, he said he want a Sprite. But dude, I'm just, come on, man. I don't know what to say. Uncle Looney says, Goo, you're always crying about injuries. I'm not. I'm just.
Yes, you are.
No, Stoddy,
sorry.
Stop.
And I don't want to get into a fight.
The facts.
You're a crybaby with
we
injuries.
We don't fight. Seriously. But, radio fight. We don't fight.
You are. I mean, Austin's right. Or was that Big Smooth?
No, Uncle Looney.
Who called you crybaby?
Uncle Looney.
Yeah, they're right.
No, I'm stating the facts that, look at you trying to say, I'm just telling you this team is injured and it's out of control.
Then lower their standards, please.
No, I told you 10 wins at the summit.
Now you want to back off it.
It looks like
go ahead, back off it right now. I'll let you make a new prediction. Go ahead.
I'll tell you after Thursday.
No, I'm not taking it after Thursday.
I will still share it with you.
Okay.
I'm not crying. What am I crying for? I'm just telling you this has the ingredients to really get out of control.
This is crazy. This team and their injuries. What's going on? And what's in the water in the bay?
You're the guy that
they're soft. S-A-W-F-T.
You are so soft.
Why can't you say it?
You're the guy that came in and put your little duffel bag down and said, I got the greatest thought. And I think you told Ross Tucker when I was out.
Oh, you mean when I was right on again?
When I was eavesdropping. I think there's something to the way that they run the ball.
I don't care.
But
I'm used to it. Get used to it.
You're saying, Goo, you might.
What I'm saying is the way the 49ers play, Kyle Shanahan has made a calculated decision that the injuries are worth it. Because if they don't get hurt, that must mean they're not playing hard enough, and then that won't be good enough for any kind of success. I mean,
I hear that, but that's
take
heavy.
The
He's
bad
not
with
doing
the good.
It. Yeah. That's all you could. It's called the NFL, Scotty. Not for long. But dude, I don't want to rain on anybody's parade. They're 3-1 for now. But this has the with the hell.
They're not playing four games this year.
No, they're not, Stoddy. This has the ingredients to get out of control.
I kind of agree with you, 925.
What? I don't even got it.
Okay,
up
so this has the ingredients to get out of control. Well, if it has the ingredients, then don't be surprised if it happens. I take it the ingredients are the injuries.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they're not going to be. You're not going to be able to overcome them.
Okay, but you danced, and this is why I'm Stoddy, I don't. Why I believe it's unfair.
What's unfair? What is unfair?
Niner What's fans unfair? Having to endure another season that was injury riddled after going 6-11.
Pick another team.
No, don't tell them that. No, but
I'm
you know
sorry.
What I mean. I'm just
this
like,
is part. This
I'm
is what comes with the territory.
No, I got it.
Get
sports,
used to it.
But this is uncanny.
No, it's not. It's football.
To start the year with a great win. And you're tied in, Mr. Everything.
He's
is
old.
In a hat.
He's old.
And he's out
and
on the IR. And then your quarterback wins the game.
Here we go.
And then we find out.
But you're not
he
crying.
Hurt his toe.
But you're not crying about injuries.
But I made a great acquisition. Okay. This is Kyle Shanahan talking. I got Mac Jones. Step up, Mac. Oh, look at those throws outside the numbers. Oh, my gosh.
Whatever
we won two
you
games.
Do. Whatever you do.
Mac's hurt.
Whatever you do. Don't Almost blame done. Shanahan or Lynch. Whatever you do. They
now,
put together this.
Somewhere.
They yeah. put together a team that over the last 8 or 9 years has been more injured for the most part than any other team. Either fire them because it bothers you, or get it through your thick skull that it's the cost of doing business and playing like the Niners play.
I'll take that's
period.
It's the latter.
Okay,
there's been some.
Well, then
you should have
you ready
two
for
wins,
this?
But you
then
got the
shut
Super
up
Bowl.
About them.
No, you can't.
All right,
we don't know who's
to,
quarterbacking Thursday.
Matt,
you imbecile.
Matt
hey.
In Bayfair. What's up, Matt? How you doing, buddy?
What up, Guru? Stoney, happy belated birthday.
That was 2 weeks ago. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. I'm kidding.
I know you hate it. So I guess I'm going to cry more about injuries because, I mean, you mentioned the deep playoff runs earlier, Stoney, is also an indicator. And definitely validity to that, but it's just a complete organizational failure. And we've heard people, you guys have had guests on who have repeatedly said that Kyle Shanahan has the toughest training camps. He has the toughest weekly practices during the season, which, you know, are unheard of. And, you know, they're going through a rebuild right now and a transition. And, you know, they're committed to Purdy regardless at this point. I don't think he's a franchise quarterback, but you're going to need a lot of healthy, talented players around him. And this franchise has to start prioritizing keeping his best players healthy. And that's going to start with adjusting Shanahan's practice style. I mean, this is what, one of the most valuable franchises in sports. And Jed York, someone has to go, get down there and figure out what's going on, or it's going to keep happening. And your next generation of talent is going to have these same problems that the current one does.
I mean, I hear you. I don't know what you can figure out at this point.
I mean, it's $1 million question, man.
I mean, the other thing is, like, people have offered opinions on why they think it's happening. So if you think they have any validity, then change your procedure. You know, change your preparation style. I don't get the sense Kyle's keen on doing that. Devin's in an Uber. He often is. What's up, Devin? How you doing, buddy?
Gentlemen, how you guys doing, man?
Hey.
Doing well.
This is, I think I'm going to go on what I've titled the gentleman's rant, man. I'm about to go on the gentleman's rant.
All right.
So let this be known. I'm not the biggest Purdy fan. I'm not the biggest Purdy hater. I'm just a fan of the sport, right? I think y'all got to cut Purdy some slack. His timing is off and he's hurt, right? If you want to play the $50 million contract card, understand that you didn't give $50 million to the hurt Purdy. You gave it to the healthy Purdy, right? So I don't like the knocking, like, oh, he's a $50 million guy and he's got to get it done. I believe that when he's healthy, but he's clearly not healthy, right? I look at it like, and I say, like, Lamar and Allen, they're, like, for our foodies out there, right? Lamar and Allen are the struggle meal specialists, right? Outside of being good cooks, they also specialize in struggle meals. They're talented enough to make nothing out of something. And it's like up to the team to push that extra mile. Cause you'll hear people say, well, why haven't they won a bowl? Right? Well, they can get you close to it or to it, but the team got to help a little bit. You see what I'm saying? And that's where they fail. And Purdy is the cook that, like, he can't, I don't want to say can't, he doesn't often do that. Right. But what he does do amazingly well is he follows the ingredients. So if you remove the seasoning and the side dish, but expect for him to make this great cuisine, that's, to me, it's infallible. Like, I don't understand how you can have those expectations. He needs that for the palate, right? And so when we bring up, oh, well, he went to the Super Bowl, to Steiny's point, he had guys in their prime that were healthy, right? And so, of course, you know, it's easier for him to do that. But when he doesn't have those same weapons, you know, it's asinine. Like, it's tough to think about, right? And then to conclude real quick, I'm not going to lie, I see the Jimmy G factor here. I remember when the Niners were nothing and Jimmy came and won games, and eventually they won more games, and then he got hurt, and then he was still winning games, but it wasn't pretty, right? And you guys ran Jimmy out of here and treated him like he didn't do a good thing for y'all because he was hurt.
Not me.
And it's like, you guys want, I don't want to say, right, I don't want to say every Niner fan, but a lot of Niner fans just, it's over. It's like, y'all just threw him away. And it's like, y'all forgot what he did for y'all. He gave y'all hope. He gave you a post. I'm worried that, for one, I think Steiny is one of the people, too, that thought this. When you give, you know, Purdy the money, we're not saying we knew the Niners would be hurt, but we knew it'd be tough, right? You can't just buy guys off the streets no more because the money isn't there. So it's tough. And to go with the play style to conclude this, I'm going to ask you guys, if we're talking coach comp, is Shanahan Tom Thibodeau, right? Is he running his guys?
Maybe.
You know, is it my way or the highway? And this is what we're going to deal with. And I really don't care because this is what I believe. I love you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Devin. Appreciate the call.
He's definitely not Tibbs, Donnie. And the reason I say that is he's got two different quarterbacks to the biggest game. So, but to run the guys in the ground, I'll let you handle that. But as far as he's had his hands on minutes away from the cup or the trophy compared to Tibbs.
And my Tibbs sense. Never had a team as good as the 49ers, talent-wise. Plus, let's not forget what he did with the Knicks.
He got fired.
He got him to the Eastern Conference Finals. Yeah,
so I'm good up for the goo.
This is, you know, this is...
give it to me.
Sorry. When Curry went out, did your expectations change for the Warriors?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, well, the 49ers are missing Kittle, Ayuk, and Bosa. Change your expectations or be frustrated for the rest of the year. Pretty simple. Till they get their guys back, just know that it's going to be a slog. It's going to be a slog.
Well,
the one positive is
you're 3-1.
Exactly.
Until you're not.
This is from Ian Rappaport yesterday. NFL Network.
NFL Network.
This is from yesterday on Purdy.
It is flaring up again for Brock Purdy. The 49ers have just in the last couple of minutes put out an estimated practice report in advance of their Thursday night game against the Rams. And Brock Purdy, had they practiced, would not have practiced. That is a sign that this soreness that Kyle Shanahan discussed is at least something that could potentially keep Brock Purdy off the field. It was a 2 to 5 week recovery from that turf toe, played right at the front end of it. But you really do wonder if this thing was fully healed up. The fact that he complained of some soreness, again, raises the possibility that he not play on Thursday night. Mac Jones, his backup, was a full participant dealing with a knee injury. He would start if Purdy cannot. And that is not the only injury for the 49ers. Ricky Pearsall, their impressive young receiver, has a PCL sprain in his knee. Certainly a real possibility that he misses Thursday night.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network.
Yeah, so is Mac Jones. Well, against Stafford.
Yep. Looks
PCL
like it.
PCL sprain.
From the 510, the texter talking about, and Evan uses this word. It's a little annoying, but it's because Kyle uses it. They have to develop a callus.
Everything.
A callus in the preseason. Yeah, it's great.
Don't let you do anything anymore in the preseason.
Yeah, go ahead and develop that callus.
Do you have any calluses?
Yeah, I have a lot of them.
Not from working out, though, like me.
From golf. From golf.
He's supposed to be golfing today. By the way.
Yeah, not recently.
What?
Your calluses.
You quit Wednesday golfing.
By the way, nice try. I got to give the YouTube chat nice try with the jersey. It's with my shirt. It's not a Golden State Warriors shirt.
I didn't even reckon.
I mean, you know I don't wear those.
Well, it says GS.
Yeah, Georgia Southern.
Nah, wow.
Get in the game.
What's their nickname?
I have no idea, but this shirt is money.
I would think because you have that shirt on,
money.
You would know. Evan, you know what the Georgia... I'm saying Tigers.
I think that's Auburn. Georgia Southern.
There's a few. I'm Googling that.
This is a great logo.
I think it's... I want to say Wildcats, but I think I'm wrong.
It is the Eagles.
Georgia Speaking Southern of the Eagles, Eagles. It's almost unfair. When did they lose a game last?
Against the Rams, too. Don't act like we didn't see that.
What year?
I've refrained from talking about
the Eagles. You're welcome, Bay Area.
Stop. Dude, that stuff is as flimsy as Pee Wee Herman in the swimming pool.
So jealous because you don't have a good team that surrounds you.
My team scored 40 points.
Yeah, they're good.
They gave up 40.
Yeah, anyway. They're really good.
Anyway.
Let's go to, Bobby in Los Altos. Come on, Bobby. I'm asking you to come in here and lay it down. Period, end of story. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. First of all, to the H-Town drummer boy, I don't know what changing Ninja Turtle sheets to Pokemon sheets means. So I'm going to have to look that up. But that was a very interesting comment. Look, I just want to talk about who should start on Thursday. And I think we need to start to just become and welcome the Adrian Martinez era, the pride of Clovis. And Steiny, the last couple days, I don't know if maybe this is my fault. And maybe his nickname is Aaron, but I feel like you keep calling that guy Aaron Martinez. I think his name is Adrian Martinez. So let's put a little respect on our third string quarterback's name.
Hey, Bobby. Yeah, you're right. I've been getting that wrong.
Oh, come, let's have a little respect for our starting quarterback for Thursday. And the reason I say that, and the reason I say that is, look, we're already 2-0 in the division. We kind of stole that Cardinals game, let's be honest, right? We're 2-0 in the division, and I don't feel like it's prudent for a 17-week season to sacrifice the future health of our two quarterbacks, QB1 and QB2, for a short week 5 away game. We're 2-0 in the division. Okay, maybe we might lose, and, you know, Pearsall might not even be playing. I don't understand why we would risk in week 5 the health of our two quarterbacks, given that if they don't play, then they got 10 days to get healthy, and you guys may or may not know that next game in Tampa, they flexed it to the late game.
Yeah.
So now we get to actually play like we're playing in West Coast time. Everything is lining up, and sometimes you just got to sacrifice. It's like fantasy football. Sometimes all your players are on bye, but you're not going to trade them out. You just got to take the L for the week because you're not going to be willing to trade them or lose them. And I know that was a stupid – I'm sorry, that was stupid. But my point is we're going to have to sacrifice – potentially this W, probably this W, to get 10 days of rest for our QB1 and QB2. Don't be so myopic to think that week 5 is that important when it's a 17-week season.
Bobby, tomorrow not promised.
Oh, God.
You know that. Tomorrow is not promised.
I'm actually kind of with you,
Bobby. And Ian Rappaport, before we went to you, Bobby said that he was a full participant, Mac Jones, in practice, so I expect him to be playing Thursday.
Hey, you know what? Guess who wasn't on the injury report all last week? It was Mac Jones. He was not on the injury report once.
Hey, Bobby, you know what I think?
I hear you, Bob.
Oh, shoot. I wanted to.
He's still listening.
I wanted to get his input.
Oh.
I'm sick and tired of people saying, it's a short season. No, it's not. It's 17 games. It's a long season. It's a long season. And here's the thing that you guys don't know.
I'm over here studying.
And I'm talking about the clown that said you never put a chin strap on. Let me tell you something. There's no sense of urgency among the NFL players right now. They know there are 13 games remaining, which is actually what a full season used to be 40 years ago.
But this is why that means nothing. So did Tyreek Hill. Your head on a swivel.
That is irrelevant.
Tyreek Hill thought he was going to play 17.
That has nothing to do with anything.
You can't be out there prancing around like, oh, it's only week 4.
You're misunderstanding.
No, I'm just saying that.
No, you're misunderstanding what I'm saying.
You're not my target. I'm just saying.
It's not crunch. It's not crunch time.
It can be over on one play. There's no crunch time. You ain't guaranteed to get to crunch time. It's lunch time.
So you're yelling about.
Any play could be your last. I'm yelling about you guys sitting on your keisters talking about it ain't crunch time. This is a violent ass sport with dudes swole, with muscles everywhere, 300 pounds trying to end you. And you guys calling the radio show, you should take the, he should come, we got 10 days. You ain't guaranteed 10 days. I didn't let it go on too long. Miss me with that crap. Tyreek Hill is in the hospital and his season's over. And because of one, but you can't just take it like you're saying it. You never played.
What you understand,
better.
No, that was great. It had nothing at all.
I had to let it out.
It had nothing to do with my point, but that's not new.
No, it was built up in me.
My point is, he's right. It's week 5. It's not crunch time. Sorry.
Easy for you to say.
There's 12 more games left. And you know what? If somebody gets hurt, it's over. It's over.
But somebody's going to get hurt.
What I'm saying is, it's week 5. There's a long way to go.
But they don't think this way, Steiny.
Okay, well then go get Purdy more hurt.
No, Mac Jones has got it.
When are we going to talk about the fact that, can we just say what happened? Brock Purdy was limited, okay? Then he started. Now he's limited again. He re-injured the toe during the game on Sunday. And maybe he's going to miss 3 more weeks because you rushed him back. How does that feel?
Who's that on?
It's on the San Francisco 49ers and your boy genius. But you're not afraid. But you know, hey,
Lowe said it's going to follow him all year.
Lowe says this.
Oh, I'm about to text him.
What does Lowe know? He hasn't played in 29 years.
Nope.
Great. When I want to know about 1979 football, I'll ask Lorenzo Neal.
Evan off texting him now.
That segment was brought to you by Moderna.